Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/8/2019. It's a Friday night live show. And earlier today, just to let you know, this is something that I saw. Motorist crashes gate at Kitsap Nuclear Submarine Base. Bangor, Washington. Trident gate at the naval base of Kitsap and Bangor, home of the Navy's West Coast-based nuclear submarine fleet, is closed after a driver blew through the gate in a pickup truck and was stopped by Navy security police. The incident unfolded about 1 p.m. Friday, and all gates of the base were closed as the shelter-in-place was issued immediately after the incident. There was a male driver, and he was apprehended by the Navy security, and now he's in the custody of Bremerton police, but apparently, the Trigger Avenue gates now reopened, but the Trident gate remains closed. And a video shot by witness scene shows the pickup truck apparently crashed into a light pole at the main gate of the base as police responded. The video then shows the driver exiting the pickup and dropping to the ground, unable or unwilling to stand. And then there was a small child. It looks like he may have been using a child as a decoy to throw off any security guards from shooting into the truck. Well, you know, they can get plenty of those children all they want, because apparently they're trading them back and forth over the border fence and using the same kids over and over again. All right, the coyotes and different people, and they're sending them in with somebody else. Ladies and gentlemen, I also saw today my old buddy Mickey Lapua was talking to me earlier, and he was telling me to show me an article that Turkey or Togarma and Russia or Gog, Magog, they're going to start patrolling side by each in Syria. And this is quite an interesting thing, and I talked to you about this long time ago, when we were talking about the caliphate and all this in the past years, and how Turkey wanted to resume its role as the head of the caliphate and all of that. But you see, Turkey's also a NATO country, all right, in the NATO alliance. So on the one hand, Turkey's trying to buy the new F-35 fighters, the state-of-the-art stealth fifth-generation fighter jets. But at the same time, it's buying S-400s from Russia, the S-400 missile systems, which ostensibly, and then is threatening to buy S-500s and even upgrade further. So essentially, you're going out 400 miles or that you can control around one of those installations. If you buy multiples, you line them up on different areas of your border, coastline, or whatever, or, you know, around the Bosphorus, then you can control large swaths, you know, of Europe and Asia with that. And so the thing is that if Turkey's buying the S-400s, which the U.S. tried to threaten them and try to make them take some Raytheon products, Patriot missiles and that kind of stuff, but Erdogan bit back on that, you see. Well, problem is, if you sell them an F-35 fighter jet, then they've also got the S-400, then they got Russian advisors, then the Russians can then get to see the F-35 up close, you see what I'm saying, and then adjust the S-400s to maybe be able to pick up on the F-35 or to preclude an F-35 from jamming or maybe evading or going into stealth mode to evade the S-400 systems. So what this brings up is exactly what we've talked about so many times in the past, and I'll do it again. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and I will put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor. Maybe they look like tanks, you see. And even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Maybe they have a gun on the end of the tank, you see. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, you see. Well, that, as Brother Quayle talked about, is probably a combination of Germany or France or what have you, who he said years ago would be in the end-time lineup, in the Ezekiel 38 lineup, against Israel, all right? Because they're going to need oil and natural gas from Russia to run their economies. So Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands and the many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And then verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time, so at the same time, all this stuff from verse 1 through 9 is happening with Gog Magog and all the different countries coming against Israel. But the Lord, thus saith the Lord God in verse 10, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn the hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which America certainly is, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. So you see, when I bring up Ezekiel 38, everybody says, well, hook in the jaw, they're going to go against Israel. Well, thus saith the Lord God, verse 10, it shall also come to pass. So when I see this, and then as I talked to you about last night, I'll just go over it again. Putin's scientists predict U.S. earthquake, mega U.S. earthquake, in 2 weeks. And that was a new report prepared by Prime Minister Putin by the Institute of Physics of the Earth, warned that America in the next 2 weeks is in danger of catastrophic proportions earthquake. Scientists have urged government officials to prepare for a terrifying and unprecedented magnitude 9 mega earthquake that would unleash a deadly tsunami with 30-meter high waves. Cascadia and the really big one? Question mark, you see? Now, here's what the report is talking about. They're also warning about further catastrophic quakes in Asia and the subcontinent as well. But here's what I'm telling you about. Listen to this. Increasing concern about the possibility of a mega earthquake, the report says, is based upon the growth of subtle electromagnetic signals, that were detected in the upper atmosphere of Earth in many parts of the world, and with the most intense they appear. Now, here's where he's telling you about the targets. With the most intense they appear is on the U.S. West Coast and parts of the Midwest. Those are the targets he's talking about. So he's talking about from SoCal on up into Cascadia, and he's talking about the New Madrid Fault. So old Mr. Putin got a high-class threat going on here, in the guise of, in the guise of a scientific report about subtle electromagnetic energies. Well, isn't the electromagnetic energies that they've been putting out with their woodpecker, which has been active, and they have other type of over-the-horizon radars and other type of electromagnetic generating equipment, and they have also the portable stuff they've got in their Sukhois and in their MiGs that can turn up an Aegis-class destroyer like the Donald S. Cook, or like the other three or four they turned up in the Sea of Japan and all over the place, or like the helicopters down at Navarre Beach, which nobody talks about except Old Hawk, where they had the green fog. And it goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to one time a Marine One went down in the woods on the way to Camp David. That was years ago. But consequently, they've got the new type of EMP weapon, which you don't have to do a nuclear thing. And then they have also the woodpecker and other, let's call them HARP-like devices, over-the-horizon radar devices, hugely powered antenna arrays that can generate massive signals. Now, what's interesting, you can gen up the old woodpecker. You can gen up the old woodpecker and, as well as control the weather, maybe you decide to bring down The Arctic Clipper, the giant, massive amount of cold, and maybe to bring all that snow, and maybe at the same time to do some 1,400 and some lightning strikes off the coast of L.A. and the Channel Islands and Southern California. Oh, that ain't real natural, you know. I mean, that's about as natural as seeing the Z for Zorro, you know what I'm saying, in the sky, you know? Like the old Zorro show that used to be on TV where they go, you know, Z for Zorro, and it was like written in the sky with fire on his sword. And back when I was a kid, I swore I saw the lightning bolt that was the Z for Zorro. But I don't think, as I look back, that I really did. So in the same vein, this there 1,400-1,500 lightning bolt strikes off the coast, you know, off the Channel Islands, I don't believe that either. And, of course, that area has some deep undersea bases as well. But you see, it also could do that, but it also could send some tornadoes across the southern part of the United States and zap into Lee County, Alabama. And let's just take a moment. Lord Jesus, let's everybody pray. Lord Jesus, if you would go down right now to those people in Alabama who have suffered the tremendous destruction from this terrible tornado that was probably created, Lord, by the Russians or somebody else working on behalf of chaos of your enemy, the devil, on this planet. But Lord Jesus, if you would comfort those who have had losses of their loved ones or injuries or have lost their entire homes, town, neighborhood of Beauregard and all the other parts of Lee County and a few others down in there. And while we're at it, Lord Jesus, if you would continue to work with all the people that have been victims of all the hurricanes and the floods of the last, you know, couple, 2 to 3 years. And I think about all the good people in Houston and in the Crossroads District down there. I think about all the people along the Gulf Coast. And I think about all of the people in Jacksonville, Florida, and in the Carolinas, all these things and these floods and the massive stuff that has hit. I think also of the wildfires where Brother Quayle years ago talked to, I mean, like way many years ago, you know, like in the, you know, maybe 1991 or two, he talked to, or maybe 89 after the, you know, the wall fell in 89, whatever. He talked to some Russian guy one time, and that Russian guy was telling him that when you see the forest fires on the West Coast, you see, and you see the forest fires and other destruction, you know that might be very close for the Russians to come in and to invade the country or to attack. Well, now we've had all those fires, the Camp Fire and others in California and all over the West. And God bless my friends up there on that one road who have made it through. Let's just call them Robo and Magneto, okay? God bless you both. And all of your friends and your neighbors who have joined together, you know, for what is going to come. And Lord Jesus, if you would then take all of these people in your hand, Lord, and help and assist them to recapture their lives and to rebuild and to regenerate all of the items and restore them, Lord Jesus, if at all possible, to their former glory and to their just due. But I know, Lord, out there in California, that there are those that are working also to attempt to bring down, with all of the rain and snow, to still crush those Oroville dams and those dams and to flood California. And if this Putin is threatening to do a tectonic weapon strike, oh yes, under the guise of loving warnings of the coming destruction, see. And he's doing this in the climate, as I told you last night, of saying, are you ready to do another Cuban Missile Crisis? Meaning, he'll put stuff into Cuba. He's already got it there with the subs and then the cruisers, the missile cruisers he's got there. Plus all the signal intelligence, the advisors, and S-400 systems, the whole nine yards of Cuba. He's got them in Venezuela. He's got blackjack bombers on the base at La Orquilla on an airstrip. They got Hind helicopters. They got all kind of stuff down in Venezuela and all over that area. And then the Red Chinese are in there, and they got Russian subs. They got Chinese subs. They got other Chinese ships. You got Iranians going in and out. You got Iranians still flying back and forth to Venezuela. So consequently, am I on the air? Somebody said I cut out, the show cut out, but I don't know if that's the case or not. It looks like I'm still on. Somebody out there, give me a test up. Maybe a crazy horse or my old buddy from Wisconsin or somewhere. All right. Or B&E from B. Anyway, I think I'm still on, but I don't know. Anyway, let me just go on. Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the climate. He's talking about it. And meanwhile, you see, I would caution Putin about coming up here to take a spoil in this country. And I will say this, you ought to read chapter 39 there, old Vladimir, and see what happens when you go against Israel. And see how the graves are going to be dug and they're going to bury all of you people. And here's what he says. Therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And for you Masons, that's Tubal Cain, T-U-B-A-L, that's Tubal Cain. For all you Blue Lodgers who, yeah, you're waking up now, aren't you? And I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and cause thee to come from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. And thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. And I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. And thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. All right, now, you see, that is interesting situation. Okay, thank you, Crazy Horse. So I did cut out, and I'm back up. Well, all right. If the NSA would just let the traffic continue rather than try to be angry little pirates there at GCHQ, and hello to my buddy in the old kudzu vine, Mr. FNS hiding out there with good camouflage. I hope that you've been safe. I believe you're up farther north. But they're going to send some more stuff at you, and it may go farther north, and they may try to hit Huntsville. They may try to hit Rocket City, you see. And, you know, one of the other things that Putin talked about was targeting these bases, you know. People said, oh, well, you know, there's nothing there at McClellan. No, it's still underground. It's still the West Coast Command Communications Center for NSA and other people. McClellan is huge, but it's underground. It ain't on top. Yeah, the base is closed on top, but not underground. And people say, oh, well, you know, that thing there in, at the corners of Hamilton and, you know, the different counties there and, you know, in Ohio, that, you know, that big radio station that used to be broadcasting all over around the world at 250 gajillion watts, you know. The one that's just north of Cincinnati there and just south of Dayton. Well, all that stuff has just got one guard blockhouse or so up on top. But I'll tell you what, you go underground there, and there's a huge, beautiful underground facility that's state-of-the-art and has massive amount of power to it. And then there's a whole area where one day there was a spaceship or a saucer or some kind of spacecraft landed over on a one portion that in a just grassy field that left a circular imprint, and that is right over some of the underground stuff, and that was even in the Cincinnati newspaper, which at the time somebody sent me out of Cincinnati real early in the morning, and by about 10 o'clock in the morning they had removed that entire story, and not only that, but gone out there and replaced the sod. There is so much stuff going on, you can't believe it. And then they say, well, there's nothing at Camp David. Oh, there's underground there. So all of the places that Putin talked about do have communications underground there. And he's doing all of this in the climate while he's...
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Well, I'll tell you what. As soon as I said underground communications, they took me off the air, didn't they? But I'm back up on the air, and you pukes in the NSA, you little pimple-faced little kiddies, you ought to understand, you ought to just let the traffic go. Because now you've telltaled yourself, and you've proved once again that old Hawk has hit the nail on the old head. Hitting the old target right in the bull's eye, and you just verified that to a big audience, okay? So consequently, thank you, NSA, for providing the excellent quality verification That means that Putin is, in fact, possibly going to do tectonic weaponry. And they sure don't like you talking about Putin, or they don't like you talking about the secret underground bases either, where they don't say, you know. But that's why Putin was going to target McClellan and Wright Patt, maybe, and all, you know, Camp David and others. They're communications, all right? Now, at the same time, we got an RC-135 up there in the Baltic Sea, and they put the MiG on him, or they put the, let's see what they put on him. They put the Sukhoi 27. That Sukhoi 27 fighter has got the ability to turn off the RC-135, but the RC-135, who in the picture was sure blowing some smoke, he was sure trying to push the old pedal to the metal, they might be able to take the Sukhoi offline. I don't know. But all this is in the climate where then somebody turns out the power in Venezuela. Now, my estimation on that probably is that that probably was the special ops, U.S. special ops or CIA, or maybe they've got some Brits down there. Because, you know, when Chavez took over Venezuela, he repopulated or repatriated a large number of these huge acreages, these huge hectare ranches of jillion acres of cattle ranches and mining properties and jungle properties and all kind of stuff. And he repatriated them. Some of those came from high-level Luciferian British types, you know, like Rothschild types and, you know, the Crown types. And they gave those to los pobrecitos, you know. So it could be SAS down there, as well as U.S. Briar Patch boys and girls, you know. And, oh, there are girls, you know. There is an Athena program, for you ladies. And this is the International Day of the Woman, you know. So quite frankly, in that respect, I'm giving the just due, you know, on that. But in the whole mess of it, let me read this to a certain degree. But before I do that, let me just say this. You want to keep old Hawk on the air because he's actually hitting the nail on the head, ain't he? They just proved it to you when they took me off. And I was going fine. I had a good sputifying going before that. But I'm going to tell you what. Anything is most needed and welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be silver dollar, you know, 10th ounce gold. It could be a dime, whatever it is. Check, money order. Keep old Hawk swinging the ball bat at Lucy's nose, okay? And I'm going to pop him a few times there and hit him on the elbows and the knees and hit him in the solar plexus, too, and knock him back. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me just read this. Caracas, Venezuela. Venezuela's worst power and communications outage on Friday deepened a sense of isolation, decay, and endangering of hospital patients, forcing schools and businesses to close, cutting people off from their families, friends, and the outside world. While electricity returned to some parts of Caracas nearly 24 hours after lights, phones, and the internet stopped working, the blackout was another harsh blow to a country paralyzed by economic and political turmoil. Yeah, they're starving to death. They're losing 20, 30 pounds a year. Some of them are skin and bones. And many of the few shops that were open were only accepting cash because without electricity and the internet, they couldn't process debit card payments. which is a common method of doing transactions in Venezuela since hyperinflation transformed the Bolivar into one of the world's most worthless currencies. I'm desperate, said Marie Isabel Garcia, a 39-year-old office worker who hadn't been able to cook anything for her three young children. She had planned to buy empanadas but had no cash because the bank didn't have any when she went there on Thursday. Another Caracas resident who is diabetic was searching for ice to preserve his limited supply of insulin. That I understand. And Venezuelans are accustomed to power cuts, but nothing like the one that hit at rush hour Thursday, sending thousands of people on long nighttime treks in the dark to their homes. Well, you see, I guarantee you that was, that was the Briar Patch Boys or SAS or somebody such as that. And I guarantee it was. So in response to all of that, in response to the fact that the U.S. is, you know, probably going to put missile systems into Poland, probably into Lithuania, Latvia, maybe Estonia, and then that sort of cuts off Kaliningrad or whatever that area on the Baltic over there, their Baltic port. But you see, this whole thing is going just like Ezekiel 38:39 said. And in the midst of all of that, we've got all this wild stuff going on in the United States. Civil war. Remember what Dimitri Dudeman talked about? In the midst of a civil war, right? That Russia would strike. And you remember Henry Groover talking about the Russians and the Red Chinese meeting together to talk about taking out the United States. So I'm telling you, this time is a time that you need to be really paying attention. And you even got old Judd Napolitano kind of going against Trump and he's saying this, that, and the other, and I've noticed a definite switch. He's gotten somebody who butters his bread has told him to go a certain direction. And now he's talking about hidden in the Cohen testimony, an oblique reference to alleged bank and tax fraud that Michael Cohen claimed he helped Trump commit, contributed to Mr. Trump's wealth and the present interest of federal prosecutors in Manhattan. Many of these events took place more than 5 years ago and thus are not subject to federal prosecution. So why would prosecutors be interested in them? The RICO statute. RICO. Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. So what they're going to try to get is Ivanka and Jared and Don Jr. and Eric and anybody, you know, XYZ, who was the CEO, the CFO, the this or that or the other, and probably, you know, some of the cooks, all right? They're going to go for a RICO, all right? And if they do that, this thing in this country is all over. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you had Joker Tut Obama, who, when he won the election, allegedly was sent $1 billion from the king of Saudi Arabia. $1 billion. And you remember who he bowed to? Obama bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia, didn't he? And that went into a bank. I don't know. It may have been the Fuji Bank in Grand Cayman. I don't know. That's just a kind of a fleeting memory or something that may or may not be true. But I will say this. Allegedly, he did receive $1 billion. Hillary Clinton and all these people have been getting billions of dollars. They had in the Panama Papers. The Panama Papers. Look that up. Panama Papers. They had 14, 15, 1600 different interlocking accounts, corporations, and all kind of stuff. all run out of the Caribbean, you see? So, this thing is going to go civil war. And if you ain't ready for it, then some commie, Luciferian commie or atheist, labor thug or Black Lives Matter Antifa communist screwball is going to come by and slit your throat or pop you with a lead pipe or shoot you with a gun they've taken off of somebody else that is standing there watching the paint dry, to use a basketball term. And old mushmouth Mitch McConnell, he ain't going to do doodly squat. And Pelosi and her crowd, what are they going for? Democrats to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. House Democrats voted Friday to defend localities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. Oh, boy. We are prepared to open up the political process and let all the people come in. Representative John Lewis, a Georgia Democrat and hero of the Civil Rights Movement. Well, that's just great, John Lewis. You're going to sell all of your African-American friends and relatives down the rat hole when you bring in another 5 million Hispanics from Central America, when you bring in another 10 or 15 million from the Middle East, when you bring in another 20 million from China. So how are you going to give all of them money? How are you going to give all of them the wonderful pie in the sky, you see? Because you're a communist too. Texas Republican Dan Crenshaw raged. It sounds like I'm making up, but what kind of government would cancel the vote of its own citizen and replace it with non-citizens? That's a Texas Republican, I believe, Dan Crenshaw. It's only about the votes for the Democrats, the Luciferian scumbag Democrats, who want to take you down. And I'm going to say something I said years ago on about the second or third show I did, almost going on 15 years. Sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. And how many you might want to have at least 12 magazines of, you know, for each rifle you got. You might want to have bandoliers or pouches if you got 12 gauges. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to have for every, you know, handgun, at least 2 to 3 for revolvers, moon clips, you know, speed loaders. And you might want to have for your Glock, your Sig Sauer, your Taurus, your Beretta, or whatever it is you got out there, your Ruger, or whatever you got, your Springfield, your Walter, whatever you got. You might want to have 3, 4, 5 magazines for it. This is going to be a civil war. And old Dmitri Dudeman, I was saying it earlier when I believe it got cut off too. Old Dmitri Dudeman talked about it, and Henry Groover talked about, you see. Dudeman said that in the midst of a civil war, which the communists would start. We didn't understand that at the time necessarily, but we do now. You got the Soros fronting allegedly for the Rothschilds funded Luciferian money going into the Antifas, the Black Lives Matter, all the labor thugs, all of the different people. And now you're going to bring over all of these immigration people, all the migrants. You hand them a gun and you give them $20 an hour, $15 an hour, and they'll kill whiteys, they'll kill blackies, they'll kill any American Hispanic or any American Native American or any American Oriental or Asian. They will kill everybody and their dog in order to gain power. And that's what Pelosi, I heard her say it on the TV today. Let's see if I got the quote right here in this thing. Pelosi said, immigrants make America more American. And we should not be suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. So when we talk about newcomers, we have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America that they are and that we all have been, our families, Speaker Pelosi said. And that unless you're blessed to be a Native American, which is a blessing in itself, that we respect, but that constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits. And these newcomers make America more American. And we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. Now, McConnell says it's dead on the Senate floor. But who knows? Mitch could be persuaded, perhaps. The Koch brothers could give him money, or maybe the red Chinese father-in-law. Incidentally, who's the Secretary of Labor? Is it Lady Chow? Or is she transportation? But didn't you think that the number of jobs created, of only 20,000 new jobs created, that was a bit low? Particularly when the wages are going up. Now, maybe with all the weather and with the shutdown and all that, they got a little confused, you know, and they decided to not juice the figures right for Trump because he's the one that caused the shutdown. Internal resistance. Civil war. That's civil war. When you disagree and you try to overthrow elections with McCabe and Strzok and Page and Priestab and the Orrs and Baker and all these people and Comey Chameleon and Brennan and Clap On, Clap Off, Clapper and all of these deep state Luciferian scumbag worship the devil piece of crap killers. Then if you don't out them and if you don't declassify and show all that to the American people, Mr. President, then you're going to possibly lose. You can win the election, but they could bring in and rush the border with, you know, 5 million people. You remember old Mr. Coca-Cola? He used to be El Presidente in Mexico, but he was the Coca-Cola guy. Remember, he said he was going to get the cowboy hats and the horses and even rode up to the border. He said, we'll bring a million campesinos, we'll come to the border and overwhelm it, you see. I don't know if he said a million, but that's what he talked about. And that's starting to happen. And now Pelosi just bypassing everything, whereas before, like in Woodburn, Oregon, they had a guy allegedly, Miguel Mercedes Lopez, 24, worked with other conspirators, a secret photo lab in Woodburn, Oregon, and they using digital cameras, computer scanners, laminators, and high-resolution printer to produce bogus documents that they sold and distributed in Oregon and mailed all over the United States, according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Peter Sachs. Mercedes Lopez pleaded guilty to conspiracy to produce fraudulent documents and possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. So you see, the cartel boys can fix you up, alleged cartel boys can fix you up with ID that's so good, you got credit cards and everything. State driver's license, you know, draft card, whatever you want. So in the midst of the Civil War, you see, and you remember Henry Groover seeing the red Chinese and the Russians talking together. And I tell you what, whenever I was fighting and able to fight, because the Lord had shown me how to fight, and I was, prior to getting hit and struck with the electromagnetic weapon from the helicopter right up at the end of my street, hovering treetop level and over revving, not a black helicopter, but the ones that they use that are either the red and white or the green and white that the NSA and the other boys use. And that's when I was nailed. And my blood pressure went 257 to 156. And that was the next day. I ran in the house. And for almost an entire year, my right side of my body where they hit me was numb. So consequently, you had better get ready for what they're going to throw at you, because this thing is on like Donkey Kong. But back during that time when I used to could, let's just say, fight in a dimensional kind of way, and that's after I was anointed by the Archangel Michael, that I actually saw one time a meeting room, sort of like Henry did, but maybe a little different, with Chinese and Russians, and they're talking about America. And at that moment, the remote viewer killers of the Red Chinese, which were young people, tried to attack me for looking in on that meeting. Consequently, you know, not long after that, a year or so later, the mighty men and women of valor took out that whole mountain research complex in China. That was with a massive quake. And that kept the Chinese busy for some time. It also happened to hit a school, a grammar school or a grade school, which allegedly, from deep background information, that was a training facility, allegedly, for the Red Chinese remote killer remote viewers, where they could kill you with their mind, okay? Now, the U.S. has that kind of crap, and the Russians do, too. The Russians call them Chyorts, Chyorts, C-H. Y-O-R-T, Shorts. And they can, like, get a reading on you and then jump down your communication line or whatever, jump through into your zone, and they can bop you physically. Of course, they've been at it a long time. But I'll tell you what. The wild weasel's getting ready to run, and I'm going to say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you have not got on your knees and repented of your sins to Lord Jesus, and then ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you're not covered by the blood. And don't think that you're beyond redemption. Don't think that he won't look, if you're sincere. Then he tells you how to pray. He tells you about the faith in the mustard seed. He says, when you tell the mountain to move, it'll move. He gave you dominion and power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the evil one. And then he tells you, anything you ask in his name, he will do. Go to read John 14. And read that for feeling, as they used to say, or read it for insight. If you don't understand it, pray to Jesus. He said, in my name, his name is Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this again. Get prepared. Get additional firearms, additional ammunition. If you can get it, Sportsman's Guide, and I don't get anything from them, but they have excellent pricing on body armor. Sportsman'sGuide.com. Up there in, where is it, Minnesota or wherever it's at. Sportsman's Guide, and look for body armor, and look for Kevlar helmets. And you can get some good deals on level 4 or level 3A or level 3 body armor, or you can get it 2 or 2A, but you can get some stuff that's really excellent quality, like a level 4, which they'll tell you what it'll stop, but it would, a level 4 would stop a 308. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. You heard me tonight. I hit the nail on the head. They knocked me off the air again. Just like they did Brother Quail for you. Well, and me. Bandit fingers, I know you special, but mighty men and women about her. Use your high kick up. Strike a blow again. Or they hit us. Now, pick me up. The Lord Jesus protecting his home. They all got their home.